From the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
You've got to be crap on my ball.
Cactus.
It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. You probably know that already, I don't know why I say that every time. This episode is sponsored by Jason from Australia. Yay, Jason from Australia, for sponsoring a show. By the way, sponsors, if I'm not saying your name right, let me know, because I'm just assuming that a lot of you don't want your last names out. A couple people complained about that, so I'm just saying first names and cities or states or countries or whatever now. I'm willing to say anything you want, though, within reason. Today, I'm going to do some prank requests that people have sent me. I'm catching up on those, mainly because I'm just giving up quicker and throwing them out. Like, for every one good call you hear on the show, there's probably five that didn't work out. Like, either they didn't answer, you know, I tried like a billion times and they would not answer their phone, or they weren't funny, they didn't get upset, it was just a boring call. I failed at trolling them, whatever. But just so you all know, I look at every single prank that comes in on the prank request forum, and I do my best. I do everything I can to make it a magical experience for all of us, including the person that I call. I'm sure everyone I call considers it a magical experience, positive of that. Before I get started, though, you know what I don't do on this show enough? And it's basically because I forget every single time I do a show. But other than the thing that plays in the beginning of the show, I don't mention Prank Call Nation enough. Because there's a lot of other shows out there, a lot of other prank call shows that you guys would probably all enjoy. So I need to mention that. You know, everyone should go to prankcallnation.com. Here, I'll play one of those things.
The largest prank call radio station in the nation. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
Yeah, go pay your respects. Go to prankcallnation.com. Subscribe to PCN on facebook.com/prankcallnation and twitter.com/prankcallnation. And if you're into the Mixlr thing for live shows, and there's live shows like every single night lately, you just go to mixlr.com/prankcallnation. You can create an account with your Facebook or Twitter, and it will start emailing you whenever a show starts. Last night, Dwight was on the air. He was prank calling the Blog Talk radio shows. He was just calling everybody from the chat room on Prank Call Nation was calling into the shows and saying wacky things, and it was hilarious. Neon Like Bjork ended a show last night by saying, "Fuck her right in the pussy." And when she said that, the guy got frustrated and stopped his show for the night, because he says it's a family show. It was hilarious. And this morning, Carlito was on for a couple hours. He's been on like every single day this week. Carlito's doing morning shows. Tons and tons of morning shows. So everyone should be listening on the Mixlr and hanging out in the chat room and waiting for shows to start. I bet you if I checked right now, there's probably a show going on. Right after Carlito this morning, Tabachi went on. And it seemed like somebody else did after that. I don't even have time to listen to it anymore. Nope, it's off air. About an hour ago, there was a show. That was the Tabachi show. The Hibachi Grill show. He's got pizzas on the grill right in front of him. Tonight is Thursday, so I'm a little confused where Carlito's at right now. Thursdays have always been the Carlito, the Madhouse Live show. But I know when he doesn't go on, we have Sloth doing the science show. That's always a lot of fun. And then tomorrow night, Friday night, it's going to be G-Ad and the Phone Larkers doing the Art of Phone Larking show. And I can absolutely guarantee you that he will be doing something that we've never heard of before. Just something really bizarre and different from what he's done every other week. That's kind of G-Ad's thing. Doing the weirdest stuff ever. He's probably going to get volunteers for some science experiment where they're going to kill the subjects and turn them into ghosts. But it's okay, because you get $5,000 a week. You should do that one, Jihad. That sounds hilarious. Turn everyone into ghosts. We'll be able to communicate with them still with my patented ghost tower. But yeah, prankcallnation.com. Go there and get familiar with some of the other shows, because this isn't the only show out there. There are plenty of others. Here is a request from someone. He says he knows a girl who wrote a book recently, and she's acting like hot shit about it. And he thinks that instead of a Facebook mob, we should do an Amazon review mob on this book. It will be hilarious. He also gives me her number and says I should call her and tell her. I guess he wants me to do the wacky review thing first and then call and make fun of her about the reviews. He says that she is totally insane and will probably flip shit and threaten to hunt me down. I think it would be hilarious, so hurry the fuck up and call this motherfuck at 12 o'clock midnight. Her name is Mary. I don't know if I want to do the book review thing, the book review mobbing, because I'm 100% sure that will lead to Mary finding this phone call to her on the show, and then she'll flip her shit and threaten to hunt me down. I don't know, I think I'm just going to skip that part. I'm going to skip that part, and I'm going to try and just call her and do this instead. And if this doesn't work out, if it's not funny, then I'll just forget the call and we'll do the Amazon book mobbing thing.
Hello?
Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, this is Edward from Amazon.com.
Oh, hi. And,
hi, I'm just calling to let you know I'm in the Kindle department. We're going to have to discontinue your book. We're going to have to remove it from the entire marketplace.
Why?
Well, because of all the hate speech in it. Because we have policies against that. We're just not allowed to have that kind of horrible.
Like what?
Oh, just all the hate speech throughout the entire book.
There's hate speech in it?
Well, of course. I mean, you wrote it, right?
I don't recall writing anything that was offensive.
Oh, there's so much in here. How can you not understand
like
that?
Like where?
Everywhere.
Where?
Like, there's over 8.
How many parts?
It shows 8 different pages, and it has them all line marked. I don't feel comfortable repeating the things that you wrote, though. I mean, it's nothing
like
against
what?
You personally.
Please.
Just against the Jews, and you use the N-word so much. And
no,
I mean,
I don't.
This stuff about religion
is
very offensive to me personally.
No, I do not.
Because I'm a Christian.
That's completely false. I have never written that in my book, I don't say anything against Jews.
You can't deny that you wrote it. I mean, it's in the book. We can see the book. Like, even though I haven't bought the book since I work at Amazon,
I want you to email me those documents and show me.
You want me to email you your own book?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
Show me those parts that you are saying.
I don't know why you're getting upset.
I wrote it. I know what's in it. Email me, though.
So you know the horrible things you said about the Jews? I mean,
I have not.
I don't understand why you're getting upset.
I want you to email me those.
All right.
I don't even care. Send me those.
Well, it's not up for debate, ma'am. We can't have this kind of stuff in our marketplace. We're a Christian family company, and we don't allow stuff like this to be sold.
I need you to email me those. If I do see that I wrote those, I'm very sorry, and please take it down immediately, but I assure you, I did not.
There's no way you forgot that you wrote this stuff. I mean, it's on 8 different pages. How can you not know about this?
Okay, I'm not listening to this anymore. This is complete bullcrap.
Was it ghostwritten?
I'm not doing
it. Are you not the real author?
No, I assure you,
you
that
weren't?
I spent my time on this. And I'm done with this conversation.
Okay, but...
I'm done.
Ma'am...
I did not do that.
You know, like... In the end, this will just make you a more popular author, because it's a banned book. You're basically like Mark Twain now. You're the Judy Blume of the new millennium.
I'm done with talking about this right now. No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry we have to pull your book.
Fine.
And also, okay. In addition, I purchased 5 copies myself... And I'm going to take them to my Christian youth group this Wednesday, and we're going to burn them in a fire.
Why would you take it? I think this is fake.
No, we're going to burn
There's
the copies
no
in a fire, because it's, you know, like, we do that with our music CDs that are satanic and stuff. I'm going to burn copies of your book.
There's no way this is real. There's no way.
How would this not be real? What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Why would you hang up? I don't understand. I'm glad that in the end she realized it was a prank, because I was starting to feel bad about that one. So now it's just going to drive her crazy, wondering who did that to her. And I guess since I'm not going to do the book mob, now I can go ahead and say that that was a request from Kyle. I wasn't going to say that before, because I figured Mary would find this episode and she would know who Kyle is, and I'd be responsible for a murderer. I don't want that. I would like to do an Amazon mobbing on something else, though. Speaking of Amazon mobbing reviews, a listener of the Snowplow Show, his name is Jonathan Harchik, and he's probably the weirdest listener of the show. He's created an Amazon entry for a book called How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way. And he created his own book cover and everything, and it's up on Amazon, and you can buy it. I have no idea what you'll get when you buy it. Knowing Jonathan, he's probably written the book, but I don't know for sure. I don't know if I would... I don't think I would recommend actually buying it. But everyone should get on Amazon.com right now, do a search for How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way, by Frank Patterson, and write a crazy, wacky, five-star review, and just write insane stuff. I did already. I will also have a link to the book in the show notes, if you just want to go there and click on it. But yeah, Jonathan Harchik, you're a goddamn weirdo. What the hell? And while we're on the subject of books, I just walked across the room and I got the JHV Bible, written by Jonathan Harchik. Jonathan has sent me several boxes and envelopes and stuff like that, just containing weird, random items from the bottom of his closet, I think. But Jonathan has written a Bible, and by written, I mean used word search, search and replace on his word processor. And what this is a Bible, you know, like a certain version of the Bible. And he's replaced, I don't know for sure, I think, like, he replaced the word the with T-H, or with T-E-H, and I think maybe he replaced the word God with Jonathan Harchik. But this thing is really gigantic, really thick. There are no page numbers, but it's like dictionary-sized, or dare I say, Bible-sized. And I'll read the first couple lines. It says, "In the beginning, Jonathan Harchik created Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Earth, T-H-E, Earth. And the Earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the spirit of Jonathan Harchik moved upon the face of the haters, or I'm sorry, no, the waters. And Jonathan Harchik said, let there be light beer. And there was light beer." I don't know how much of it is personalized like that, but if you're looking for a good version of the Bible to read that I think we can all get behind, I think you could do a lot worse than the JHV Bible. And I've been on Jonathan's Amazon page for this, and there was at least one hilarious review. A guy seemed to be kind of pissed off about the whole thing, and there was a hilarious reply to it. I think we should Amazon mob this author, this book too. The JHV Bible by Jonathan Harchik. I bet Jonathan would love if we mobbed all of his books. He has amazing books. He sent me a bunch of his books, and he keeps sending them regular postage rate, so it costs like $100 to mail them. Jonathan does not understand the concept of media mail, but what do I care? I get crazy free books out of it. I've been meaning to do a contest, because he sent me the same copy of one of his books, and I'd like to give some of those away. I've given a few away already, just when people order PLA things, I'll throw his books in there with the stuff, and it ends up costing me more money. Thanks a lot for that, Jonathan. Join me in some Amazon book mobbing, though. How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way, and the JHV Bible. Please, go mob those. Give them a lot of stars. Don't lower their star rating. Just post crazy, wacky things. And if there's anything really amazingly hilarious, I will read it on a future episode of the show. Oh, and one other quick thing, since we're on the subject of books here. I received an email from Ashley Jaycock. Do you remember ages ago when you found that book trailer someone made for the PLA book and you got all creeped out and confused? I made that as a sampler video for a book trailer company, and I thought I'd tweet it to you and post it on the PLA subreddit. I thought it would be my big break into show business, but sadly, I'm still just a lowly listener. I meant to send you a message after you mentioned the trailer, but I'm quite lazy. But hey, I'm doing it now. My brother got me into PLA. I've been hooked ever since. I'm a Patreon contributor, and I listen to every Snowplow show like an excited child. You should never stop what you're doing, even when you hate it more than death itself. I'm sure I'm going to get there eventually. But yeah, thanks, Ash. I'm saying Ash because that's in the email. I'm not trying to give him a crazy nickname or anything. But yeah, thanks for the weird-ass creepy book trailer for the Phone Loser book, which everyone should also go and do a Amazon mobbing on with a lot of stars. Jimbo Cactus wants me to call this lady that works at a school. The lady's name is Pamela. I don't know what kind of school it is, but he wants me to tell her that all of her licenses have expired with Microsoft Windows, and she needs to renew them because she's in breach. He promises me that she will immediately get frustrated and either hang up on me or hopefully stay on the line and just be really irritated with me. That sounds like fun, so let's give it a try.
Thank you for calling school. If you know your party's 3-digit extension, please dial it at any time. If you need to speak with an operator...
Hi, it's Pam.
Hello, Pam?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from Microsoft.
And hi.
Hi. We just noticed that all of your licenses are expired on all the computers there.
Shouldn't be. And we just bought XP Pro. We have 200 and something licenses we just got from... TechSoup.
Oh, okay.
We were registering them.
I think all of those must have been counterfeit, because we're showing that all the licenses you're using currently are counterfeit.
From TechSoup?
Yes, uh-huh.
I don't know how that's possible.
Oh, yeah, well, they must be selling counterfeit licenses. You know, they have like a program, they just generate the codes, and then they print them out on paper.
That's an educational software company where we buy our software... For everything.
Yeah, we've had problems with them before. But yeah, it looks like all of your licenses are definitely counterfeit.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
So I'm actually looking at a Microsoft Open License confirmation from Microsoft.
Yeah, well,
with an authorization number and license agreement number that I went to your website.
They tricked the system, though, is what I'm saying. They tricked the system. And it makes it think that it's a good code, but then it's not a good code. The system catches it after a couple of days.
We've been using this for months.
Yep.
So what's the plan?
Basically, we're going to have all of you arrested for this level of fraud. I mean, you know, it's so many computers that at this point it's like grand theft. So you're going to be arrested. And
who is this?
we're sending out a signal right now, and it's going to disable all Microsoft products in the building through Wi-Fi.
Okay,
it'll kind of do like a virus, so any laptops or anything in the building, it's just going to turn them off permanently.
Uh-huh. All right, so who is this really?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from Microsoft Corporation in Redmond, Washington.
Okay, are you sure you're not? I mean, it sounds like you're joking with me.
Oh, no, I'm not joking at all, ma'am. This is just standard procedure. We're definitely going to have to send out the signal to disable all computers in the vicinity.
Okay, well, I guess you got to do what you got to do, and we'll have to figure out what to do from there.
Okay, yeah, you might want to get your money back from TechSoup and, you know, get a lawyer, because you're definitely going to go to jail before the end of the day.
What? Who is this?
My name is Roy Gerbel, calling from Microsoft in Redmond, Washington.
Okay, can I have your phone number, please?
Sure, it'd be 509-4125.
Okay, it's interesting because you're calling up, you're coming from a toll-free number that has a different number.
Right, yeah, that's the main Microsoft number. I'm giving you my direct extension.
Uh-huh. So what do you propose we do then?
Get a lawyer.
Get a lawyer.
Yes, yeah, so you might want to shut down any computers that you don't want to be affected by the virus that I'm sending out right now. I'm like dispatching the virus to your location as we speak.
Are you for real?
Of course. No, I wouldn't joke about something like this. We've had so many problems with this TechSoup scamming company in the past, and they're just at it again.
Well, we've been dealing with this agency for like a really long time.
Oh, they're a bunch of motherfuckers, let me tell you. They are a bunch of motherfuckers.
Well, you know, you don't sound real legitimate calling and swearing at me and threatened to throw me in jail.
Well, you know, someone that deals with a scammy company like TechSoup is telling me I'm not legitimate. That's really hilarious.
Okay, can I speak with your supervisor, please?
Hold on. I'm dispatching the authorities to your location, too.
Go ahead. Where am I at?
Type that in. Oh, you're at the school.
Where am I at?
Hey, we know where you are. We have a lock on your location with the computers. Because I'm sending a virus to all of them right now to shut them all down forever. I don't think she's buying it. I don't know why. I thought I sounded completely legit. Maybe I should tell her we're sending some military bombers to come and blow up the school to wipe out the virus. That's a good idea, right? Right. No, just kidding. That would break the rules. And we follow the rules. I love that they just bought 200 licenses for Windows XP. I wonder how much 200 licenses for Windows XP cost these days.
This call may be monitored or recorded.
Hey, yo, it's me, Roy, from the corporate office. We hear you're having problems and we'd like to help you solve this. Give us the names and numbers of your past 10 clients and we promise to harass and cause emotional violence. Do you know about the PLA that might telephone your ass just to ruin your day? Please take a lesson from Milky Monday. Unlisted number won't help, no way. Excuse me, sir, I think you dinged my car. I can't find the damage. Who did you say that you are? Don't like your attitude or appreciate your tone. You're sounding pretty brave over the telephone. Hi, I'm a driver from Domino's. Can you come outside? Because I'm a little bit stoned. Can't find your house and I got this fucking pizza. Yo, I got the munchies, so I'm probably gonna eat some.
Okay, Brad, listen here. I was listening to your latest show, the one about bumfuzzle and bumfuzzlery. And
bumfuzzled.
You were talking about how you're all behind because you went out of town on official PLA business. You said that all you need to do to fix this is to do more shows. Well, no. You don't need to do more shows. You need to do longer shows and more shows. I want 2-hour shows. 8 a week. 8 2-hour shows a week.
Oh, that makes sense.
And
that is more shows.
You won't be behind anymore.
So I don't need to do more shows.
Now. Bye.
Now he's telling me I need to do 8 shows a week. The good news for that guy is that message was left for me 7 days ago. So that was before I did a 2-hour show last Saturday. So he's got to be happy about that. I did a 2-hour show on Saturday. 3.5 hours if you listen to it live.
Hey, Brad. Remember that terrible movie Double Dragon with the guy out of Party of Five?
I don't.
What's all that about?
I've never seen Double Dragon. Or Party of Five. Here's a Yelp check-in. It's at a place called Nails by Males. And a girl named Letitia just checked in. So let's see if I can get her on the phone.
Nails by Males.
Hello, do you have a customer in there right now? Her name's Letitia?
Yes.
Oh, is there any way I could just talk to her on the phone?
May I ask this Holly?
My name is Roy from the corporate office. Okay, sure.
Hello?
Hello, Letitia?
Yes.
Hello, it's Roy. Hey, are you getting your nails done yet? Or have you started yet?
Yes, I am.
Oh, how do they look?
Them right now.
Are they cute?
Sure. I haven't really got anything done yet.
Oh, well, you said you'd started. What color are you going to get them today?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking maybe white or have this dark maroon color here.
You should do turquoise.
I really like turquoise. That's weird that you say that.
We're like twins.
Seriously.
Yep. Yeah, I think you should go with turquoise. Fuck white, you know? Just get turquoise. Let's switch it up. Let's switch it up today.
They have a beep. Can I put you on hold?
They have a what? A beep?
A beep. Someone's on the other line.
Oh, no. Fuck whoever that is. No. No, come on. We need to finish this conversation about your nails.
All right. Well, how can I help you today?
You should put, can you do, smiley face stickers or something maybe on them?
No, that's childish.
Hey, you're childish.
I don't want to put smiley face stickers on my nails.
It would look neat, though. It'd be different. You'd be like a hipster.
So you're calling from a corporate office? That's really professional.
I'm calling from a what? I'm sorry, you cut out there. I think it was the beep.
A corporate office?
Yeah, well, I'm just calling from my own corporate office. I work at Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I don't know, I was just looking at all the check-ins on Yelp, and I saw that you checked in, and I want to know if your nails look cute.
They're not quite done yet. We'll see. But they always look cute, so.
Okay. How long does it usually take?
Maybe like an hour or so.
Oh, that's a long time. Okay, well, I'll call back in 1 hour, and hopefully you'll still be there, and we'll see how we'll see how it turned out.
Okay.
Or maybe, could you at least post it on Twitter, and we'll see?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, post a picture on Twitter so I can see how your nails turned out.
And then what?
And then I'll jerk off to him. And I want to see.
I know you?
No, not at all. I was just doing a search for Yelp check-ins on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I want to see if you took my advice on the turquoise or not. It'll be a surprise for me. And my advice on the stickers.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, well, have a nice day.
You too.
Enjoy doing your nails.
Okay.
I hope they didn't lose any major business because you ignored that call waiting beep.
Nope.
Okay, well, bye.
Bye.
Well, that wasn't funny at all, but I'm going to leave it in there. And maybe before the end of the show, I will have an update for you guys on whether or not Letitia's nails look cute. We'll see if she went with turquoise or did she say white? Don't remember. Rand All Thor, he alerted me yesterday that I actually did play a prank on the last show that I had already done on a show a week or two before. And it was the Cactus Bar call where I talked to Billy Bob Thornton. And I didn't know I played that before. I completely had forgotten. PLA apologizes for the mistake. I blame not only Desi Guy, who submitted the prank, but also Jason from Australia, who is the show's fall guy. I mean, sponsor. That was so dumb of me. Also, somebody on YouTube commented about the same thing about 15 minutes ago. He's saying, haven't I already heard this prank before? What the hell? I'm losing my mind, or something like that. So, apologies for screwing with everyone's head. It wasn't on purpose. I'm just really old and forget things. You know those other two Mildred Mondays that I'm supposed to call from the list that Nicole sent me? They will not answer. I've tried every time of the day. Tried weekends, I've tried weekdays, weeknights. I always call from local numbers for them, so they're more likely to pick up, and they just will not pick up. And I think I'm just going to have to give up on them. I mean, I'll keep them for a little bit longer, and I'll try a few more times, but they're just not picking up, and I don't know why. I know one of them is the Mildred that started this all, which was Mildred number 2, the rise of zombie Mildred, that whole thing, the lady who I said I have her on recording being in agreement with me. She is one of them, so I've already pranked her, so basically we just can't get through to the very last one. But yeah, I already pranked her back in 2011. I will try a few more times, though, before I throw these last two away. Thanks again, Nicole, for sending those in. On the last show, a guy was asking about the old phone show where a Frontier operator was tattling on us. And it's been found. It was found almost immediately after I posted that show. A bunch of people actually told me about it, about 6 of you, so thanks, everyone who told me about that. The first one to tell me about it was Archangel T. Real, and then George told me where to find it, and then several other people. But it's on Legend's YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/prankycalls with a Z. I will have a link to it in the show notes. I would play clips of it happening, but it's 30 minutes long, and I really need to end the show. I've got things to do. So go to the show notes and look at the thing that says the phone version of Smokey and the Bandit.
Hello.
Hello, this is Rick from Royco Construction. You're not at your house right now, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, okay. Yeah, I knocked and nobody answered. But yeah, I live just down the road from you, and I've been getting your mail.
In Taylorstown?
Yeah, it's addressed to Lawn Care, and then there's another name on it, and I don't know. I've been getting a lot of your mail, though.
You live on Ridge?
Yeah.
See, okay, which way? Towards Claysville?
Oh, well, I don't have to tell you. I mean, I don't really like giving out my information like that. I'm just saying I keep getting your mail.
Okay. Well, I've been home all day, and I don't think anyone knocked on my door.
Oh, well, I'm not lying to you. I was definitely there, and I knocked. Maybe I didn't knock hard enough.
Okay, maybe you were at the wrong house, too. So.
Oh, I don't think so. I know how to read a mailbox. I know which house you're at.
Okay.
I mean, don't try and act like I'm an idiot.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you can come back here if you want. I'm home. You can hand personally deliver me the mail.
Well, I've already taken my shoes off, so I don't see me going back out. And this is just more trouble than it's worth. I mean, I've got mail from, like, I don't know, it's like the past 2 weeks. There's all the stack of mail here. Looks like bills and personal course.
Okay, well, it could be. I mean, I moved my mailbox for my neighbors because they're putting a new driveway in, and maybe the mail lady didn't see that or whatever. I mean, I can...
The mail lady?
Yeah, I don't... The mail lady. We don't have a mailman. It's a mail lady.
Oh, I see. I'm just going to rip up your mail. I'm just going to rip it to shreds. I just... Here, I'm ripping it. I'm going to rip up all this mail addressed to you.
Well, that's a federal offense, actually. So now that I have your phone number, I can call the cops.
You know what? I just don't give a fuck anymore. I'm just ripping it all up.
Wow, you're a hell of a guy.
Yeah. You don't fuck with me. I mean, just don't... Like, you know, I was sitting there knocking for 10 minutes, and you're just in there laughing.
Buddy, like, because I've been home sitting on the couch all day, and you did not knock on my door.
Oh, man,
you had knocked on my door, my pit bull would have went crazy.
You're probably just, like, laughing, because, this dork's out on our porch. We're going to rip up all your mail, just for that.
Okay, well, I'm off the phone here. I don't have time to deal with your shit.
Oh, look, a letter from your brother. Rip. Ripping
brother,
it up.
I don't have a brother.
Oh, I'm just making a guess. I mean, who else would write you? Ripping it all up. Never going to get your mail.
All right, pal, I don't give a shit. Fuck off. Leave me alone. You know where I live. If you're such a badass, come to where I live.
Here's a credit card offer for your pit bull. Rip. Ripping it up. Okay, that was a request from Rick B. He's like, hey, Brad, I found this number on the back of one of my coworkers' shirts. So I thought, hey, let Brad have some fun with it. I had an idea. Maybe you could call them as True Green and tell them you're going to put them out of business. The thing I tried to do, the thing I expected to do, I figured he'd be out at work or something. I was going to tell him I accidentally paved his entire lawn, and then I was going to say I was with True Green, but he was home, so I couldn't say that. So I just had to revert to my old standby of ripping up mail, and god damn it, I just ripped up my cable bill doing that thing to him. Luckily, I get my cable bill through email, too, but I mean, I assume this is a cable bill. It's from my cable company. I'll never know now, because it's in tiny shreds. I really need to get a ripping sound effect. I need to rip some papers up in front of the microphone so I can just hit a button instead of ripping up real papers. This is the second time I've ripped up something sort of important that I shouldn't have. Let's call that guy back and set things straight. I'm going to tell him I'm with True Green.
Hello?
Hey, this it's me again. Hey, I just want to let you know I work for True Green, and basically I'm going to put you out of business because now you pissed me off. Not answering your door.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Have fun with your last few weeks of livelihood, because you know you're not going to have
2 weeks of livelihood.
Yeah, you're not going to have a business, because I'm going to put you out of business, because our services are better.
Just care. Put me out of business. I don't give a shit about you or your little True Care or your True Green or whatever. I don't care.
Oh, little. Our little corporate company, national, nationwide company.
I called them to your house. I called them. I gave them your phone number. I actually just got off the phone with them. Because it's a federal offense to go through somebody's mail.
Oh, well, guess what? The cops don't care about a federal offense, because they're not the FBI, retard.
Okay, well, somebody will contact you.
Yeah, I don't
care. You're a big talker on the phone. If you know where I live, bring your little faggot ass down to my fucking driveway.
Hey, I tried, and you were too chicken to open the door.
Oh, I was too chicken. I didn't hear you. You may have knocked on my neighbor's door. You didn't knock on mine.
It was definitely your door. But anyway, you're going down. Your business is going down.
Oh, boy, I'm so scared. Don't call me anymore. You're a faggot. You're a little fucking faggot.
You know what? I just pieced together one of these letters, and it was a letter from a customer of yours. And I'm going to contact them, and I'm going to steal them.
From a customer. That's awesome. You know why? Because I haven't done anything with my business in 4 years because I took a 40-hour week full-time job.
You're
a fucking liar.
That's because your business sucks. It's because your business sucks. You don't even know how to run a business. That's why you have to take a normal job, like normal people. And I'm the CEO of True Green. You're just jealous, aren't you? Maybe I should call him and tell him I'm just a prank caller.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Because, you know, he's calling the police and stuff. I can't let that happen.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I was going to try and make things right, but nope, he's not answering his phone now. Just like he didn't answer his door when I was knocking. What a coward. I think that's going to do it for today's show. I'm sorry, person on the voicemail that wants me to do a two-hour show 8 times a week, but it's not going to happen today. This one's going to be 35 minutes, or I guess 40 by the time we get done with all this. I'm sad to say I do not have exciting news about Letitia's cute nails. I don't know if they're cute or not, because when I go to her Twitter, she posted almost immediately after I made that call to her. She said, "I think I was just stalked." And then 10 or 15 minutes later, she left, I guess, because it says she checked in at Whataburger. Maybe that was just to throw me off. Maybe Whataburger's right by the nail salon, and she just, got on her phone and wrote down that she went to Whataburger. Maybe she was watching out the window to see if the stalker was, following her over to Whataburger. Yeah, that must be it. But I made that call hours ago at this point, and she never posted a picture of her cute nails. And, after I listened to that again, I think she might have had the idea that I was actually with the corporate office with this little nail and salon place, which I'm sure didn't have a corporate office, but I kind of think that's what she thought at the time. I just didn't realize it. I don't know where she got that idea from. Thanks for getting my hopes up, Lakeisha. Really wanted to see your nails. I bet she didn't get the turquoise nails just to spite me. Oh, I have another correction from the last show. I remember I said somebody sent me a movie poster, the Whoopi Goldberg movie poster called The Telephone, which I've never seen. Whoever sent that to me, the return address is from a guy named Jay. So thank you, Jay. I'm sorry I didn't give you credit for sending me a movie poster of The Telephone. Assuming Jay is the person who sent it, that could just be the eBay or Amazon seller's name. I have no idea. It's hanging on my wall in here now, though. A movie I've never seen before, from the 80s, on my wall. I'm sitting here all day and I have Whoopi Goldberg looking at me while she's on the telephone. It's just great. I'm really excited to post this show on YouTube, on youtube.com/phonelosershows today, because I made a new background thingy. It's always had the spinning reel-to-reel tape deck thing. And this guy on my YouTube last night, his name's Kai Bean, he wrote on YouTube, "That tape deck spinning gets really unpleasant to watch. Just throw a few funny static images up there instead." So because of his comment, I just decided to create something even more nauseating than spinning tapes. And I'm sure everyone's going to complain about it, but I think it's hilarious. So if you don't listen to this on the YouTube page, maybe you should go look at this one just to see how I spent 2 or 3 hours last night coming up with something to annoy this guy even more. So I'm going to go do that right now. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll be doing another 6 or 7 shows this week, each of them 2 hours long. So be looking forward to that. Welcome!